Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ayin Tes. We are up to Sivav, the last line on page 118. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Ner shelo hidliku bo ba'osa Shabbos. A ner that was not lit that Shabbos. Afilu hu shel cheres demois. Even if the ner is made out of pottery, which is mius. Afilu hu shel neft demasriach. And even if it's from neft, which smells. Mutter lataltalo, you still are allowed to move this ner. Demuktsa mach mas mius mutter. When something is muktsa because of mius, so that is mutter to be moved. Says the Mishabura on page Samech, Sivkotan Yutes, mutter lataltalo. The after klisha malachta leisser, even though as we've been discussing, and there is a klisha malachta leisser, mikomakom letargufo umakomo mutter. To move letargufo umakomo is permissible. Kemosha kasav simin shinches siv gimel. Siv katan chav mutter. We said you are allowed to move it. Hoel v'ika toras kli alei, since there is a din of a kli on it, v'chazi l'chasuye b'mona. It is fit to use the nair as a covering over a kli. I'd like to read part of the Bir Halacha back to page 118. So we said, Ner shelo hidliku bo ba'oso Shabbos v'chuli mutu l'tatalo. I am a Mishabura, which we just did, the dafka l'tzar gufo umakomo. The Mishabura says, you're only allowed to move it, l'tzarech gufo umakomo. De lo adif mishar kli shemlata l'isser. This is no better than any other kli shemlata l'isser that is allowed to be moved, l'tzar gufo, l'tzarech makomo. The Kosa Bel Yerabba. Bel Yerabba writes, the Dafka im Nishtamesh bo Pam Echos. It's only if this Nair was used one time, it was used Pam Achas. Shed Liku bo Pam Achas. It was lit one time, Bechol, during the week. O Beshabbos Shavra, or a previous Shabbos. That's when we give it a din of a Kli Shemalat al Isser, in which you're only allowed to move it, Letzar Gufo, Letzar Mekomu. Ha im Lohid Liku bo Ma'olam. But if you have a Nair that was never lit, it was never used, Rak Yiched Osod Lahadlok, it was only designated for adlaka, who bichlal klisha malato leheter adayin. Then it is still in the status of a klisha malato leheter. The hazmana lav nilsehi. Designation is not considered a thing. The fact that you designate it as a candle does not cause a problem, and therefore the Bir Halacha says from the Yerabu umutur lotatlo shelo yipase v'shelo yiganiv. In that case, if it's a klisha malato leheter because it was never used, so then you would be allowed to move it. Not only a tzar gufo, a tzar makomo, you also would be allowed to move it so it shouldn't get ruined and it should not get stolen. Now, if you look at note number 21, the second paragraph, he writes, V'chol zeh dafka b'ner ha-miyuad gam l'shimushim acherim. This, that the Yerab is saying, that a ner that was never used could be considered a kli shemalato l'heter, that could be moved for other reasons, that's only if the ner is a type of ner that could be used for other things. Ach ner she'enu miyuad elu l'shimush ha-ner b'var, but if there's a ner that really has no other use, it's not fit for anything else except to be a ner. So the Prima Gadim writes, and the Tehillah David writes, She'efsher she'nechshavu k'kli shemalato l'isser. So even though it was never actually used as a ner, but if there's no other possible use, even before it's used, they say it would have a din of a kli shemalato l'isser. Kevon she'enu asri elu l'shem shimuzeh, since it's only made for this use. V'lochein kosa b'shalom shuvah shere levi. Therefore Rav Vazna writes, She'kelim ha'omdim u'muzumonim l'melechas isser. Any kli that is standing and designated for only melechas isser, dinam k'kli shemalato, it gets a din right away of a kli shemalato l'isser af kodem shehishtam shubhem, even before they are used. V'chein hora agon of this in Karelis lagabe pamutim shevezmanenu lagabe our leuchters in our days shenachshavim kli shemalato l'isser af kodem shehishtam shubhem. It's considered ready a kli shemalato l'isser before you even use it. Kevan she'enam ondem l'shum shimush mevar adlakas neros. It's not really fit for any other use besides adlakas neros, and therefore what comes out the Bir Halacha is saying from the Yerabba that although the Mishabura says that a ner has a din that it's a kli shemalato l'isser if it was not lit on this Shabbos, but it's mashma, says the El Yerabba, that it was lit previously. But if it was never lit, it's not even a Kli Shemalato l'Isser, it's a Kli Shemalato l'Heter. And that can be moved for other reasons, but they point out the poskim, that's only if it's theoretically possible to use it for other things. So then you could say, if it wasn't used for Isser, it's still has a din of a Kli Shemalato l'Heter. But something that's made for Isser and there's no other use, so even before it's used, would already have a din of a Kli Shemalato l'Isser. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sef Zayim, we're on the top line of page Samach. Menorah. Bein gedoyla, bein katana. You have a menorah, whether it is large or it is small. Im hi shel prakim. If it is made out of different pieces that are put together, ein metaltelin osa, you cannot move it. It's mukza. Why? The chashina and shema tipo, because we're worried maybe it's going to fall. V'tisparik, and it will come apart. V'achzirena, and you're going to put it back together. V'nimtza osa kli. The concern is the menorah might fall, break, you'll put it back together, you'll be over the iser of asiyas kli. V'afilu im eino shel prakim. And even if this menorah is not made out of different pieces, eliyesh b'charitzim saviv, rather it has some grooves around it, v'domelo shel prakim, and therefore it is similar to a menorah shel prakim, also a taltala that is also mukta. Says the Mishaburah, Sev Kadon Chaf Aleph, menorah, afilu hi chadosha shelo edliku b'mi olam, even if it's a brand new menorah that was never used, it is mukta again, because we're worried it's going to fall apart, possibly if it falls, and then you're going to rebuild it, which should be making a kli. So katan chavbeis, v'nim sa'usa keili, ayin b'taz, v'ayin l'kamon simin tofkuv kuf yutesif beis, v'imdarko lios rafui. But if the way this kli is normally put together, it's put together in a very loose way, shari, then you are allowed to move it, because we're not worried that if it breaks, you know, put it back together and make a kli, because if it's normally done in a very loose way, that itself would not be an issa d'oraisa. Kemo shekasa simin shin yud gimel sevav. The ayin shom asher kasadnu b'mishabura l'inyan kosher shaprakim. Look what we're going to say over there. Lagabe cups that come apart that are made from different pieces. If we look at note 23, he points out shom kosav. The other mishabura writes shakososh shachalkeihem mischabrim zelaze ayidei havroga. If you have cups that their different parts come together and they join with a screw, also lechabrim b'shabbos, you're not allowed to attach them on Shabbos. You can't screw them together on Shabbos. V'osef, and he adds on she'afal pikein, even though you can't put it together, mutal atatul, and you are still allowed to move them. Mipnei she'enon kemenora she'asura betotal mishum shedarko lehisparik. A cup is not like a menorah. A menorah tends to fall apart, and therefore you're not allowed to move it because it might come apart, like we're saying over here, and you might rebuild it. But a cup, if it's put together with a screw, we're not worried it's going to fall apart. So you're not allowed to put it together, but once it's put together, it would not be muksa, it would be allowed to be moved. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Kadon Chav Gimel. We said this menorah that has the grooves is similar to a menorah shel prakim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishum de Michla b'shel prakim. Since they look similar, you might mix up the two. Vidayu shenodu lefiyah misbar b'sif zeh. According to what's discussed over here, asur l'taltal nero shalonu. It will be asur to carry our, to move our nero shekoren leichter. Af shelohid likubo me'olam, even though they was never lit before. Darei he masuyin shel prakim, because it is made out of different pieces. I guess that they have different leichter than we have nowadays. Umashakasa b'sivav. Now which we discussed in sifav, that you are allowed to move it. Mairi b'nei Nero shelo hayu asuyim prakim. That's talking about neros that were not made from different parts. That concludes Simen Reish Ayin Tes, and now we're going to learn Be'ez Hashem Simen Reish Pei Tashmish Hamita B'Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Tashmish Hamita Mitanuge Shabbosi. Tashmish Hamita is one of the Tanugim of Shabbos. Lefikach Onas Talmidei Chachomim Habriim. Therefore, the Ona, the time to have Bia for Talmidei Chachomim that are healthy is Milel Shabbos, Halel Shabbos. It's from Friday night to Friday night. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Aleph, V'yiyah Zohir L'kayim Onoso. A person should be careful to be Mekayim his Ona and to be with his wife when he is supposed to be with his wife. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Mitzvah Le'achol Shum B'Erev Shabbos. There is a mitzvah to eat garlic on Erev Shabbos, Obel El Shabbos, or on Friday night. And the Shaar Tzion points at Os Beis, this is a takana of Ezra, that one has a mitzvah to eat garlic on Erev Shabbos or Le'el Shabbos. V'hu Adin Sha'or Dvar Ma'amar B'mzera, and so to other things that are Ma'amar B'mzera. Ayin Simen Tof Reish Ches. Kosa b'sefer chasidim simen shin tzadi. The shumin the vatlin taiva. He says that garlic nullifies the taiva. Rak shumin tzluyim marbim zera. It's dafka, the garlic that is roasted, that's what's marbim zera, but regular garlic does the opposite. Od kosa, he writes further, kol dvarim maluchim mematim. Any item that is salty lowers the zera, the chin kitnios, and so too legumes, the adoshim of ushalim, but cooked Adoshim, cooked lentils, kishain maluchim marbim. When they're not salted, they are marbizera. I'd like to see a couple of notes over here about the shum on Leil Shabbos or Erev Shabbos. Number one, note number one. How much garlic is one supposed to eat? V'shir ha'achila. So the stipler writes, you could call shar shiuri achila. It's like anything else that has a shir achila. Shem kezayas o kebetza. You have to have a kezayas or a kebetza. But Ruchayim Kinevsky writes, sheshir zehu rak le'elu shetzrichim skula lebonim. This idea that the stipler is saying they have to have a shir achila, that's only for one who is looking for the skula to have children. Aval shar anoshim masbik ba'achilas mashu. But other people who are now looking for the skula of banim, so it's enough for them to have a mashu of garlic. Note number two. The af mi she'enu nasui, even someone who is not married. Kosa b'sefer ma'isa rav, it's brought down in the ma'isa rav, shadas agrosh chaya b'mitzvah zu shel achila shum. He's also required to eat the shum on Leil Shabbos or Erev Shabbos. Ubir hagran haratz halevi, Shedas Hagrohi, the understanding of the Gro is Shebitakonos Chachomim. When Chazal make a takono, Afa Pisha Batal Hatam HaMefurish Behen, even if the reason that they specified is no longer applicable for this person, Tzorach Lishmor Oson, we still need to guard the takona. Mipnei Sheyesh Ta'omim Nosafim She'enu Mefurashim. Chazal sometimes reveal one reason for a takona, but there are really many reasons. So even if that reason punk doesn't apply, you still have to keep the takona. V'chei Noga Stipler. Shehaya Ochel Shum Mevushal Kol El Shabbos. He would eat cooked garlic every Friday night. He would give it to his family members as well, even if they were not married. Ulam, however, benos she'ena nesuos, single girls. So the Salmas Chaim writes, she'ena mitzuvos betakona zu, they are not commanded in the takona of eating garlic. Afim nomar she'noshim chayavos boza. Even if you say that women are chayav, gefida asa shol, based on the one who was asking the question, was assuming that women are chayav, but single women are not included in the takona. Note number three, kan kosov tsluyim. Here the Mishnah Berurah wrote that dafka shumin tsluyim, dafka roasted garlic is mar bezera, but b'maisa rav kosov lechel osam k'shem muvushalim. The Maisa Rav brings down to eat garlic when it is cooked. And now he gives us the recipe for cooking garlic. Umashikosav shumit sluyim, that's what it says, to have roasted garlic. The stipler explains, she'anichem b'machvas im k'tzah shemen. You place the garlic in a pan with some oil, agabe ha'esh, on top of a fire, ad she'yaschilu l'kabel gavan chom, until it starts to turn the color brown. Va'oz yoride mi'ha'esh, then you take it off the fire. She'bekach misbatel mehem ha'koch ha'mekalkel she'kayim behem. That knocks off the bad powers that the garlic has, v'nisha behem rak ha'koch ha'mol. And it remains with only the beneficial koach. Okay, she'shochachu levashel as ha'shum be'er Shabbos, when they forgot to make garlic on Erev Shabbos in the home of the stipler, he was knowing le'echol shum she'enu mevushal, he did eat garlic that was not mevushal, even though the Mishnah Berurah seems to say it does the opposite, but that was the minog of the stipler. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitus of Katan Beis, we said the una of Talmidei Chachamim that are healthy is me'le'el Shabbos le'el Shabbos, hakta Mishnah Berurah la'fukei chalushei kayach, einam chayovim rak lefi kocham. It's coming to exclude someone who is weaker in his koach, so he's only chayov based on his level of koach. Sivkotan gimel milel Shabbos ilel Shabbos. Hainu levad leil tefila. This is talking about besides the night that the isha goes to the mikvah. V'tzarech lihizoyer. One must be careful. Shekodim shiagia halayla. Before the nighttime comes, which is the time of the oina, chayiv laharos chiba yisera vi'ava imishto. He has to show special love to his wife. V'ein tzarech lomer shelo yargil shum ketata be'er Shabbos. Needless to say, he should not be getting into any kind of disagreement with his wife on Erev Shabbos. If you look at note number 5, he points out this idea that the Mechaber says Milel Shabbos Lel Shabbos Kein hu Medina de Gemara. That is Medina de Gemara. Aval b'bir halacha el, the bir halacha earlier in Simon Reish Mem brings down b'shem the Me'il Tzaka and the Chachmas Adam shebizmanenu. Nowadays onas tamid chacham hi pamayim b'shavua. The ono of tamid chacham is to be with his wife twice a week. Mikomakom sayim sham, but he does end off over there. Shakol lefi koach adam, like we said over here, it all depends on the koach of the person. Says the mechaber vaiters the beis mutar livol lechatchila besula b'shabbos. A person is allowed to have bia with his wife who is a besula for the first time on Shabbos. Like the Gemara in Ksubas discusses, the Mechaber Paskins, one can have the first bia with a besula on Shabbos. The Ein Bo Mishum Chovel, there is no Isser of making a Chavola, of making a wound, velo mishum tzarla, and there's no problem of causing tzar to the isha. Says the Mishaburah of Katan Dalit, there's no problem mishum chovel, like the Gemara says, the dam nifkad pukid, because the blood is stored up. Tahainu, shedam besulam einu muvla bekosla beis harechem. The dam besulam is not absorbed in the walls of the beis harechem. Elakonususham, rather it's gathered there. Kemufkad umutzno besocha kli, it's like sitting there gathered inside a kli. Vezep socho shiyetze adam besocho. And therefore, when the man has the bia, he's like opening up a door and the dam is coming out. There are those who say, in a place where the minhag has evolved to be machmir, not to have the first bia on Shabbos, one should not be lenient. Aval hataz kosov, the taz writes not that way. Chalila lasos iser bazeh. Chalila, that one should make an iser out of this. Ubibir shamati, clearly I heard. Shachasidim ga'ene ha'ola nogu ba'asman heter bazeh. The chasidim, the ga'ene ha'olam, were knowing with themselves heter in this. Al kain ein chshash chumra bazeh klal. He says there's absolutely no problem, there's no chshash of chumra at all. Va'machmir eino elo mina matmim. And one who is machmir, he's only from the matmiyim. We have to wonder about him. The ayin lekamon simin shin lamites sivkoton yud alef b'magid avram dilechatchilo roi leyachdon achar achupa yichud gomer kodem haShabbos. One who gets married before Shabbos and he's got the first bia on Friday night lechatchilo, it is befitting to have yichud after the chuppah, a yichud gamma before Shabbos, the yesh omrim the chuppah shalonu lomikri chuppah. It's machlokas in the Rishonim, exactly what is chuppah. So what we do as chuppah, going under the canopy, some say that's not chuppah, it has to be a yichud. Some say it's a yichud aroy labia. We're going to see over here in the notes, it doesn't have to be a yichud aroy labia. V'im kein, and if so, k'she yisyachadu achakal b'Shabbos, if they don't have this yichud before Shabbos, to finish up the chuppah, and rather they have the yichud only afterwards on Shabbos, yeh acharkach kekona kinyan b'Shabbos. Then it's going to be like he's making a kinyan on Shabbos. Now if you look at note number 7, he points out, what yichud exactly are we talking about over here? He said, v'yichud zeh kosel mishabur sham she'ein tzarech shiyah yichud aroy labia. It does not need, like the Rambam holds, a yichud aroy labia. We do not require that for the marriage. Ela afilu in b'nei adam nechnasim v'yotzim b'cheder. Even if people are coming and going from the room, mikomokom imechnisa l'cheder ha'miyuchad lo. If he brought his wife into the room that was designated to him, harezu chupa gemura kamosha chnisa l'beiso. That's already called the kiyum of chuppah gemurah, like he brought her into his house. The ikkar is bringing her into your rishus. It does not have to be, says the Mishaburah, a yichud arei labia, and that is the end of Siman Reish Pei. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Siman Reish Pei Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekoymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.